The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Got Mustangs head coach Paul Quintanamani. Coach, the offense only scored 8 goals in each of the last 2 games tonight. 8 goals in the first half tonight. What did you guys do better?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Eastern. They had such a great year, so you really applaud them. I thought they played hard all night and did a great job, so my hat off to them. I think they've had a great year. Offensively, I just think we played a little more urgency. You know, we've been doing that kind of up and down, but you know, when it comes to the playoff times, the guys showed up. I thought Steve and Pat and Tony and Billy and Dabney, all those guys who we needed to play well, did. And, you know, so that was good to see. And I think we were just more patient in offense, and I think that really showed up with our shot selection, the quality shots that we got, and I was happy to see how we played. I think it was a real positive step forward for us.
Well, you can't forget Corot, Pritchett, and Granata. They scored 4 of the first 8, and they had 6 goals total coming into this
game. Well, you know, I mean, those guys are good players, and Corot gets in the transition so well, and Granata, and they just make the most of your opportunities, and that's what you have to do in the playoffs. You get an opportunity, you got to make the most of it, and that's what we did. So we got some transition off our ride against them. Curl finished some of his shots, and he was feeling it, that's for sure. I think he took a bunch of shots. But and Connor, and I think our goalie Connor Skeen played well when he did. And then they got some good shots. I think he made some quality saves, and they got, you know, they had to go and started taking some bad shots, and I think we just started grinding on them.
I feel like maybe in the broadcast booth, the guy we take for granted is Cal Robinson. You just put him on the leading score of the other team every game, and the leading score does nothing. Darling, 86 points coming into this one, something like that. He doesn't get on the stat sheet. How good is Cal at doing what he does?
Well, he does well. You know, as I said before in the pregame interview, you know, if he plays him well, we'll have a good shot at winning. He played him well. And, you know, and Cal's a big guy to get around. You know, he's tough, he's physical. And so for a little guy like that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to get checked as much. He kind of wears on him throughout the course of the game. And I think that, you know, that kid had such a great season of this. Cal's just a tough touch matchup for anybody. You know, whoever plays him is a tough matchup.
I mean, how hard is it for a team? And you never know, it might happen to you guys if they put somebody on your the fulcrum of your offense and they just take that guy away. How hard is that?
It's tough. It's tough to score goals. You know, and 29-8 really struggled when 4 can't get on the ball. You know, and those are the 2 of the leading scorers. And those 2 can't get the ball, it's tough. And, you know, but they made the most of their opportunities. They got 2 off our ride, and we lost a couple battles there, and they got a couple off our ride. And, you know, and they worked hard. But Cal's just a good player, and he's playing well at the right time for us.
Coach, I don't want to say the lights go on in the NCAA tournament, but did you get a sense, it seemed like in that first half, that, you know, these guys were waiting for this tournament to start?
Well, they were definitely excited. I think the atmosphere in the locker room was great, and they were ready to go, and I think that's what we need. You know, when the lights are the brightest, we got to play, and the lights are pretty bright right now, and they'll be real bright on Saturday. You know, we got to play well.
Well, you hinted at it. I'm sure you guys know who you're playing on Saturday, Salisbury.
Yeah.
Beat Roanoke 6-3. They're a little bit different. You guys are a little bit different. How is that going to play out in the rematch, do you think?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's not as much of a coaching game as it is a physical and toughness game. Who's going to be to make the tough plays? Who's going to hit the tough shots? Who's going to control the pace of the game? You know, those are the type of things that are going to happen in this game. And I think we're much better in all positions. We've got a different goalie who's playing real well. I think we're facing off much better, so that's going to give us a much better shot. And I think we're playing offense a lot better, so that's really going to give us an opportunity. But they're also playing very well, playing their pace of the game, grinding on teams and making them waste a lot of energy on defense. So, you know, they're really playing well with Cirillo, and then, you know, they got 22 back now, who's playing really well for them. So, you know, they got some guys.
Is it 100% confirmed that the game will be here? I know you guys had the better
seating. The game will be here.
Okay, yeah. So we know that. All right, thanks, Coach. We'll send you aside. Thank you for joining us. We'll bring in the player of the game, Connor Corot. All right, that was Mustangs head coach Paul Quintanamani. We'll bring in Connor Corot now, the goal-scoring midfielder tonight for the Mustangs. Connor, I'm sure you know you had 2 goals coming into this game all season. How did it feel for you to get 2 in the first half?
Yeah, it felt really good. It felt good to get they came out with the first goal, and then got the first one, and then it was good to just keep it going. And then once we got on top of them, it's good to feel that we could just hold that lead the rest of the game.
Sloff and I were saying they should have kept you out there with the first line middies. Why didn't they?
I don't know about that. We'll see. Yeah, our offense just played really well. We played with a lot of urgency, like Coach said. And it was good, like I said, just to get out on them the first quarter and keep the lead.
It seemed like for a while, you know, neither team scored for like almost the first 10 minutes of this game. They score the first goal, you know, their sideline goes nuts. They had a good supporting cast. Then, did that kind of wake you guys up? Because you guys scored 4, like bang, 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 real fast in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, once we saw, they were like, came out pretty chippy before the game. And once they got that first goal and we saw their sideline kind of erupt like that, I think that really got to our heads. And then we just came out and started scoring.
Defensively, how were you guys able to keep three 40-goal scorers, you know, from putting up a total of 4 goals tonight?
Well, I think having our close defense out there, our game plan just to lock them off adjacent and let Cal and the other close guys go to work really helped out in the beginning of the game and really kept them not scoring as much goals.
Not to disparage anybody that was playing in goal before, but how much has this team changed since Connor's taken over as the goalie?
Connor's playing really well. I think he has a lot of confidence out there, which is awesome. Gets a couple saves, and he can just start rolling.
What do you think about the rematch with Salisbury? Obviously, this is going to be your last time playing them. Is it a team that you wanted to play one more time to get to where you got to go?
Oh, definitely. It's going to be an awesome game. We're going to have a good crowd out here, and I just can't wait for that game. Glad they won.
All right. Well, that's a good answer for that one. Thanks, Connor. We'll see you Saturday night.
All right. Thanks.
All right. That was Mustang senior Connor Caro. Two goals coming into this game. He had two more tonight.